Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was a daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleus, was now in office blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised the daughters of Peleus that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savoured her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glaucus' head made her shout aloud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason's had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. It is not what you think. It's not the first time you waste yourself. I've seen it often. The way you will let your tongue run away with you when a low profile, meek words, acceptance of the status quo would have been the way to keep your home. Your words don't worry me, Medea. Sticks and stones. They are straw and chaff, the worst of your causes. Call me every vile thing that creeps, I don't care. But Creon is the king. You rant at him, are you crazy? Count yourself lucky, exiles all the punishment so far proposed. You make it hard for me. I've always done my best to calm him down, persuade him you should stay. I could have crept back to you in secret, would have, but you can't keep it zipped. You will talk treason. Court your own banishment.
Cool. So it's a little shame I've got lots of influence here, right?
And my name is Jamie. I am a second year actor at the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland. My accent is, I suppose, what you can be best described as a general West Coast Scottish accent. I come from a very small place called Shandon in the West. I'm from a place on the banks of a loch, so I'm surrounded by mountains, sheep, forest. You get the idea. Lots of farmland. My accent is very influenced by the language of Scots itself. I speak Scots with my parents and my grandparents and my sister. When I'm back home in the West, I'm speaking English right now. I have to say that my accent is mostly influenced probably by my grandmother, because she is a Gaelic speaker along with a Scots speaker. So she has a very earthy, rooted way of speaking, and I've adopted that from her. It comes from the weather, and it comes from the landscape around me. There's a lot of hills. Where I stay in Shandon, it's right in the Highland fault line. It's where the Highlands really begin. So, like the accent, there's a lot of harsh tones because the weather is often wet, but not so often cold. So you have to cut your way through the rain and the wind. So there's a lot of harsh consonants. And it's quite a deep accent. It sits quite far back in the mouth, with the consonants hitting sharply. Not as far back as the East Coast, such as Edinburgh, which is all the way back, yeah. But, that's kind of it. My accent is quite influenced by where I went to school as well, a place called Hermitage Academy. It was a very large school. I had a catchment area about 20 miles because there's no other high schools around that could take any kids. So there's a lot of towns and villages who have their own accents from the West Coast that have come together to create this kind of general West Coast accent in the area. So cheers for listening. Ta.